This is your space podcast for July 23rd, 2009. My name is Jeff, and I'm here to answer a couple of questions about the space shuttle solid rocket boosters. How do they work? How are they ignited? And why can't you turn them off? It all starts with T-minus zero on the launch pad, when a small pyro pellet about 7 inches long ignites a larger rocket, 3 feet long, and weighs about 130 pounds. This larger rocket igniter shoots a flame down the entire length of the solid rocket booster, internally, that sets the propellant on fire. This propellant burns at about 5,000 degrees for about 2 minutes, and produces about 2.8 million pounds of thrust on average. As it burns, it decreases in thrust until it's expended, which is 2 minutes into the flight. After that, they're separated from the external tank, they parachute into the water, they're recovered, processed, cleaned, and repaired, and then eventually used on another launch later on. If these boosters happen to have some sort of an in-flight emergency for whatever reason, while still attached to the space shuttle, there are detonation charges on each side of the boosters that detonate to release the pressure from inside the internal core, venting all that pressure from inside out. The reason this might be used would be in case it drifts too close to a populated area, or if there's some sort of in-flight emergency that can't be recovered, some sort of safety issue like that. The problem with that is if something bad does happen, it's going to be a bad day for the crew, many loved ones, and many people who are space shuttle enthusiasts. I don't want to go into detail, but I'm sure you can figure it out. This can be an asset later on with the detonation charge, for example, on future inline designs for shuttle-derived hardware. If something bad were to happen, instead of having the crew directly next to the solid rocket boosters, the crew is actually separated well away from it and above, which increases safety tenfold. If this happens, something bad were to happen to the solid rocket boosters for whatever reason, they can be detonated and the crew can hopefully be safely pulled away from it in time so as not to be harmed by the detonations themselves. You can't turn them off because there's no valves to close. Once they're lit, that's it. They're going until either they run out of propellant or fuel, or their pressure is released via catastrophic failures. Hopefully this cleared up a couple of questions for you. I appreciate it, and I hope that you'll look into hearing some more of these podcasts. Thank you for listening.